Thank you for joining us. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has held a face-to-face meeting in Moscow with Russia's president. It's the first time the UN chief has visited Russia since the war in Ukraine began. Guterres has offered for the United Nations to help directly with the safe evacuation of the Azovstal plant in the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol. That's where at least 1,000 civilians remain trapped. President Putin has called what's unfolding in Mariupol a difficult and tragic situation and said he hopes that talks with Ukraine would yield positive results.
There are no military actions being conducted in the Azovstal steel factory. We heard from the Ukrainian government that there are civilians inside the compound. In that case, Ukrainian military personnel are obliged to let them go. The simple thing is, with regards to evacuating those people, Mr. Secretary General, you have been deceived and misled. Over 100,000 people have left Mariupol. They can go anywhere they want. Some people want to go to Russia, some to Ukraine.
We need to work together with the armed forces of Russia and the armed forces of Ukraine so that we can resolve the problem. This would be an initial operation to evacuate civilians from the factory. Russia has constantly accused that this evacuation was never carried out. Russia also declared that safe passage has never been used to evacuate those civilians.
Now, in a moment, we will be speaking to our diplomatic editor, James Bays, at the United Nations about the importance of this trip for the UN Secretary General. But first to Dorsa Jabari in Moscow. Dorsa, what more has come out of that meeting between the Russian leader and the UN chief?
Well, the UN Secretary General was here on a mission for peace, and we have just received a readout from the United Nations Press Office, who issued a statement following a two-hour meeting between Vladimir Putin and Antonio Guterres. And according to the UN statement, the Russian President Vladimir Putin has agreed in principle to an agreement that would see the United Nations and the International Committee for the Red Cross facilitate the exit of those civilians that are held holed up in the Azovstal steel plant. And this evacuation would, of course, be with the coordination of the Russian Defense Ministry as well as Ukrainian officials. According to this statement from the United Nations, the Russian president and the Secretary General have agreed to conduct a follow-up discussion with the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, as well as the Russian Defense Ministry. So, seemingly, the impossible task of achieving any kind of a resolution to any of the ongoing crises that are happening in Ukraine has been achieved for now, in theory, by Antonio Guterres. Now, we understand that this meeting that lasted 2 hours between Guterres and Putin was seemingly cordial, and they had a lot to discuss. And prior to that meeting, the two men spoke briefly, the Russian president saying that he valued the core principles of which the United Nations was founded on, and Russia, as one of the founding members, will continue to support this organization and the important work that it does. He acknowledged that the UN is tasked with resolving crises that occur urgently around the world, and this situation in Ukraine is certainly one of them. For his part, the Secretary General did not mince any words. He held his ground firmly when addressing Vladimir Putin and reaffirming his belief that this so-called special military operation by the Russian forces is very much an invasion as far as the United Nations is concerned, based on their charter. And it is the Russian forces that have invaded sovereign territory as a result of what they believe to be a just cause. But regardless, he said that they view it as an invasion. Now, the two men also discussed, of course, the ongoing negotiations that are taking place between the Ukrainian and Russian side. And the Russian president said that although he believes they are at a standstill or a dead end at the moment, there's still hope that they will achieve something in the end. And they, in that hope, are continuing the daily discussions between the two sides.
Dorsa, thank you very much for that. Dorsa Jabari, live for us there in Moscow. Let's now bring in our diplomatic editor, James Space, at the United Nations. James, talk to us about the importance of this visit for the United Nations Secretary General. He's not just going to Moscow, but also to Kyiv later.
He is personally investing himself in diplomacy after 2 months of war. He's decided this is the right time. He believes that he can make a difference. But he knows that this was always going to be a very difficult meeting with President Putin. He got the long table treatment from the Russian president, and there was a pretty frank exchange of views in the bit that was on camera. You certainly got the Russian president saying some of those things he said in the past, repeating some of the lines that he said in the past, and the Secretary General holding his ground too, saying at one point, "I strongly believe in international law. We believe there was an invasion of Ukraine." Now, he knows your audience is not just in Moscow. He wants to persuade the Russians of his aims, which are humanitarian, but also he's got to go to Kyiv, where they're also a little bit unhappy that he went to Moscow first. President Zelensky has said that was the wrong order, and they're a little bit miffed that he's travelled to Moscow first. And I think that's why, one of the reasons why, the Secretary General has been quite tough in his meetings with President Putin. What he's focusing on very narrowly is humanitarian affairs, because that's where he thinks he can do something. They're going to have a new humanitarian contact group, if he gets his way, with Ukraine, Russia and the United Nations to try and solve some of the urgent humanitarian problems around the country. But I think the urgent thing is Mariupol, and there you've got the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross planning a new effort at evacuation. And when I asked a UN spokesperson a short time ago about that, about whether this new effort could take place while the Secretary General is on Ukrainian soil and he's travelling to Ukraine in the next 24 hours, I was told they're working as hard as they can to make this happen as fast as possible. The Secretary General's trip has been arranged pretty last minute. There's still lots of security concerns about the trip, so very fluid situation and very fluid in terms of what he's achieving. Certainly he's got the Russians to say they'll accept this new initiative on Mariupol, but there's now work to be done between UN officials, humanitarian officials and the Russian Defence Ministry, and then of course they've got to add in the Ukrainian side to this.
James, thank you very much. James Space is our diplomatic editor live there at the United Nations.